And on this Friday morning, it is time for StoryCorps. As we head into the Memorial Day weekend, we will hear from an Air Force reservist who took part in StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. This project is collecting interviews from post-9/11 service members and their families. Mashari Dunbar was stationed in Balad, Iraq in 2007, and here she remembers one of the hardest things she had to do while overseas.
I did 2 back-to-back deployments, and I used to do Patriot details, which is when a soldier is killed in action. You line up in 2 columns up to the back of a C-130. You give them a final salute as they're loaded onto the plane. Not that many people showed up to do it. The first time I volunteered for one, I didn't really know what it was. I thought maybe it was just going to be 1 or 2 coffins. But they just kept coming, one after the other, and then another, and then another. I don't know how many I sent home, but someone had to do it. Someone had to send them home. So I volunteered almost every time they needed people after that, even if I just come off of a 14-hour shift. But then we just move on to the next day. And it's just business as usual.
Do you feel guilty about that?
I guess somewhere deep down I do. Because I made it back.
That's Mashari Dunbar on her duties in Iraq. She was speaking with her girlfriend, Barb McGlocky, who is an active duty Air National Guard medic. Mashari's hoping to retire from the Air Force this year due to a struggle with PTSD. Their conversation was recorded in Fairbanks, Alaska, as part of the StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative. It'll be archived at the Library of Congress. And as always, you can hear more StoryCorps interviews with military families on our podcast and tomorrow on Weekend Edition.